Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we are back. Yes, it's been a long time since I rock and rolled, but I've still got the boogie-woogie in my shoes, and tonight we are going to sit back and enjoy the virtuoso singing of singer and actress Rosalind Kind. We're going to play her new song tonight. I am thrilled to let you guys hear it because it is a combo of two hits that you're just going to love. So without further ado, let's just welcome her to the show. Rosalind Kind, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, Rosalind. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great, Joanne. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, great. Listen, we got snow over here, and it's not like butter, but we got tons of snow.
No.
I'm sure you don't miss that. You don't miss that, right?
No, I don't. No, not at all.
I know.
But we've had a lot of rain here in LA, so thank God we've had some sun for the last several days. So.
Oh, but you could always use
kind
the
of,
rain out there, right? I mean, rain is good.
We need the rain. We do, but it was almost near flooding conditions. People were getting hurt, so it was.
Yeah.
We need it, but we don't need it in one day, right? So, you know, anywhere.
Right. Exactly.
Like
I know. I was.
There.
I saw on the news that you guys were getting hammered over there. And now, yeah, we got hit with the nor'easter. I think we got like 10 inches today.
Yeah.
And then
all of a sudden,
it just stopped and it was heavy. Oh, my God, it was so heavy. I didn't touch it. I couldn't. It was just too heavy because it was just real heavy snow. But anyway, other than that, I mean, it's cold. You already know. You're from New York originally. So you know what it's like to get all that snow and be cold. And now you're just loving life over there in sunny California, except for today with the rain. But
that several days have been sunny, but when it pours, and people don't know how to react to rain out here.
Right. I love you still have your accent. I love you still have your Brooklyn accent. It's crazy. They don't know how to react to rain over here.
I've been here since 1973, and I still haven't lost it.
Well, neither has your sister, right? I mean, she still has her accent, too. And is she out in California, too?
Yes, she is. Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, Rosalind is Barbara Streisand's sister. But we're not going to talk about Barbara other than one thing. I would love to speak to Barbara about her post the other day. I loved it and want to say thank you that she posted it, sticking up for Taylor. So I love it. I love it. I love it. So anyway, I would love to speak to your sister. But anyway, what are we going to do about that, right? We're here to talk to Rosalind tonight.
I stroll over that.
Right. Well, Rosalind is Rosalind. For those of you who don't know, how you could not know, Rosalind is a beautiful singer. Your voice is absolutely beautiful, and actress. She's been on Broadway, TV, movies. I mean, you're just all over the place. I almost said something, but I shouldn't say it. I say that sometimes. It's a bad thing. It's a New York thing. She's like shit. You're like shit. You're all over, right? Well, I told you were going to have a good time. Did I tell you you're going to have a good time?
Yeah, you did. You told me that. Yes, you
yes.
did.
Well, I love that you released this song just in time for Valentine's Day. And what What made you come up with that combo? I mean, what a great, and it works so beautifully together.
It goes way back when, in all honesty. These were two of my favorite songs, and I did them each separately for years ago in different shows. And then one day when I was working on a new act, I thought about, you know, I wonder what these two songs would be together, because it's so sensual and it could be so gorgeous. And, you know, so we tried doing it. I tried with my musical director, and it worked out so well that for years I did it with just piano and then trio. And I finally had to, I wasn't happy enough. I had to get it fully orchestrated.
Yeah.
And once I got it fully orchestrated with the strings and the French horns, that's when we made the video to put it out and to share.
Yeah. And it is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. Folks, it is called The Look of Love, The Island, and it's a medley of both hits combined together. And Rosalind just puts it together beautifully, and I love it. And the video is really, really nice, too. And I believe that was is this your first stint at producing the video?
At the producing, yes. I mean, before my other releases, I produced, but it was stock footage that my producer and I just found, you know, footage online that we put together that fit the song. But this is the first one that I'm in, and I'm really, like, producing a full-fledged six-minute mini-movie.
Nice.
You know, which hopefully notes what I wanted to note, is that don't say no to love, even after you're 60 or 70. Keep yourself open. It still exists. And I want women of all ages to realize not to give up on love.
No,
and I
you're
also
right.
make the statement in there subliminally about love is love is love. And in my opening shot there, we have mixed couples, and I believe everybody deserves to be happy, whoever their choice is.
Exactly. And who is this handsome gentleman that you have this lovingly kiss with there?
Oh my God, he's an actor, Buzz Lear.
Oh, because that was some kiss.
It's so funny because that's what everybody behind the camera was saying. Somebody said, "Do you guys have something going?" And no, this was purely just, you know, for the piece that we put together.
Well, it was very sensual, very sensual kiss. Yeah, and is it true that you ran into Pierce Brosnan when you were filming the video on the beach?
Yes, we didn't run into him. He walked past us on our set when we were filming at the beach. And I was focused and everything. And then my co-producer, Malik Hanna, says, "Oh, my God, there goes Pierce Brosnan." I said, Where? Yeah, where's Pierce? Where's Pierce? Here, Pierce! We got a lovely picture, and everybody in the cast that was at the beach that day was thrilled to meet him. He couldn't have been lovelier.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say to the guy who was the actor in the video, "Get out of here, Pierce is here." We'll use Pierce for this now. I'm only kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my goodness. Now, I did want to, that's why I wanted to talk to you about that kiss, because it was some kiss in there. I was like, oh, this got to be her man, because, oh, my God, that was some kiss. But, hey, you're a great actress, right? So there you go.
I hope to God I am. I mean, but I live my lyrics as a singer, too. So, you know, I'm going to live my part.
Yeah. And it's funny because people don't realize that singing is actually acting, too. You know, when you're performing,
yes,
you know, you are actually being an actor as well. It's a performance, you know, so they don't get it.
It's so funny because years ago I studied with Milton Katselis, may he rest in peace, and another lady that I knew studied with him afterwards, and I haven't even seen the book, but she said she got his book, and in this particular book, I'm sure there were not only one, but he's written several, but in this book, she said somewhere in there it said, "You need to act like Rosalind Kind sings."
Wow. Wow.
So that's a compliment. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it. She told me it was in the book, and I said, "You're kidding me." You know, and I know that I did comedy for him mostly, but he wanted me to do Antigone. We never got to do that because then I took off to do a show. Mm. And so I did do that. But that's what he said to me. I'd like to see you do Antigone. So
yeah,
very interesting.
Well, yeah, that is a huge compliment. If someone could act the way you sing, wow, that's powerful. Oh my goodness. That is. That's a huge compliment. I mean, wow. You know?
Oh my God!
But,
I know. I took it back. I think of myself that way. You know.
Right. I didn't want to talk about your sister, but I don't remember last time you were on here. Who started singing first? Was it you or her, or was it you both did it at the same time?
Because I'm the baby.
Okay. Got it. I know. I couldn't recall.
But I didn't start in the business. My sister was already in it. She was 27 years old. And
yeah.
I started at school. So we're just a little less than 9 years apart in age.
Now, when you guys were growing up, though, were you guys always singing together in the house? And
no, we sometimes harmonized. But you'd be amazed. I mean, our mom sang. She had the soprano.
Yeah.
She was the soprano voice because it came from our grandfather, our maternal
wow.
grandfather, who was a cantor in Russia. He never followed through when he got here, but he was in Russia before they came.
Mm.
And he passed it down to our mother, and she passed it down to us, and my sister also passed it down to my nephew.
Yeah.
He's singing
yeah.
out there with a beautiful
yep.
voice.
Yeah, and you guys recently toured together, didn't you? Oh my God, I would love to be in.
Yes.
I'd love to be in the audience watching the two of you sing together.
It was fun. It was great to be on the road with my family, and you know, to travel, to have meals, to go shopping, to go see a show or a movie, and then
yeah.
be on stage together. It was really
yeah.
fun because you know, a lot of times people think you know everything is so glamorous, but a lot of times when you tour, you're lonely.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's a
yep.
lonely situation, you know.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah, you're
really
by yourself, just jumping from city to city and state to state, you know, and country to country,
oh, yeah.
and like you said, you're by yourself, other than you know your team, you know, but not
yeah.
the people that you really, you know, your loved ones, you know, but
it was only, you call it a bus and truck, but it wasn't. It was like fly and drive. 4 years ago, where we brought the shows to the people that were in the smaller towns, but we drove miles. We would fly into one city and do 2 weeks, 3 weeks, driving from one town to the next, everywhere in the United States. And I would get up in the 6 o'clock in the morning to get in the car to get to the next place. And sometimes, you know, all you had time to do was shower and get ready and do the show.
Right.
And then
my goodness.
In the morning, you'd be in the car. Yeah, that was tough. But the
yeah.
people were so appreciative that we brought the shows to them. And we did
yeah.
that in every kind of weather. We were stuck in snowstorms and rainstorms. It was really,
right.
you know, but it was, it felt good to be able to bring it to the people who can't get to the big cities.
Right. And you know, we're not kids anymore, so it's not an easy thing
mm-hmm.
to do, doing that traveling like that, you know, so.
Well,
and then to put on a fantastic show, no less, right?
Yeah, but you know what? No matter how tired you are, if you have a great audience, it eggs you on. You know, your performance, so you yourself are into your material, you know, in your songs and everything, but when the audience gives you back, it makes you even that much more want to give.
Of course, yeah, you feed off of them.
Oh, my God. I mean, when you sing when you're sick and you have 104 fever and strep throat and you sing, it's because your audience doesn't let you go, and that's because you're communicating in a great way.
Mm-hmm. And the show must go on.
The show must go on.
So now, Brazil, I don't want to talk about that yet. The song, Look of Love, The Island, is it going to be part of an album, or is this just a single right now, or what are you doing with this?
I've just been releasing singles digitally. Eventually, hopefully, it will grow into an album. I planned to do an album earlier, but with all the time it took to record and then with COVID and everything, I still
yeah.
have some things that are in hand that I won't put out until I do a video, because that's how things just go out these days, you know?
Right.
Not like the years when you started out and you had a press agent and you did this and the record company did this. This is like your own production, you know, you're putting out your own records and you're doing this, and
yeah.
you do it in the way that you can, you know, and it gets done and I can't even say it's my time, it's God's time, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
And I and you have to work hard to get it out there. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and like you said, nowadays you pretty much have to do it all on your own because it's not like it used to be where everybody did everything. Yep.
Exactly. From that older era where I had press agent, the record company, and all this kind of stuff, and now it's really a one-on-one. Not only am I producing, that's my first-time producer as an actual like act, but also having to produce and get my own records out, you know, via social media and this, that, and the other, and it's harder for adult contemporary, you know, because it's mostly a vet. It seems like it's great for kids who know who are so great at the technology. I'm not good.
Me neither.
I mean, it's just horrifying. I get so frustrated. I need help.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I've got two kids. Thank God, they do a lot for me. Thank goodness. There's so much more I'd like to do, but I can't because it takes time too. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, it takes even longer.
It takes so much. But it takes my team, who are younger than me, so that takes them a couple of seconds. Takes me a day.
Exactly.
Because I'm not used to the platform. I'm just not. It wasn't my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really. And, you know, everything is timely. You have to know when to post, how to post, where to post. Ay, ay, ay.
I know. It's too much.
It's
so crazy. And technology is a good thing, but I think destroyed us in a way, too. But we'll talk about that maybe another time. What?
The people have to communicate.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I really am dying to play this for everybody, so let's jump into it, and we'll get back into our conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rosalind Kine's Look of Love, The Island. It's a Brazilian melody, full orchestra. It is beautiful. You're going to enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this. Look of Love, The Island, a beautiful combination of two great hits, and happy Valentine's Day, because this is perfect for it. So, and let's sit back and enjoy Look of Love, The Island by Rosalind Kine.
Thank you.
Rosalind, that is absolutely beautiful. Oh, my God. What a rendition and composition. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. I love
that the music doesn't change. It just stays steady, but the song changes in its own way with your lyrics. It's just amazing. Unbelievable. Great job. Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. And if you guys enjoy that, go check out the video too. It's on YouTube and you'll really enjoy the video too.
Yeah.
When is the full version of the video going to be out? Because I think it's only a short right now. Tomorrow.
Yes.
Great.
It releases tomorrow on all digital platforms for the single and on YouTube for the video as well. And people can listen to it on Spotify. And then we also have like a pre-save if, you know, people want to pre-order. But I'm excited.
See, you know a lot about the internet, see?
No, I don't know anything. I just, you know, to operate on, if I had to do that 24/7, I'd be lost. It takes me forever. I really, without my team behind me to do it, to help me with it, I get lost. I can like one finger typing with the texting.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're worse than me then with the one finger.
One finger
oh my
typing.
God. Oh, but that is beautiful. Folks, tomorrow, the release on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Check it out everywhere, available online, everywhere. I can't wait to see the full video tomorrow. I cannot wait to see it. So I'm going to check that out. Oh, how did you enjoy producing the video and starring it? That must have been, it's a real change for you.
It was a change for me. It was a real learning curve, but I enjoyed every minute, even the stress of producing when things don't, you know, the time it takes to cast and find locations and talk about where you want your storyline to be, to follow the song and to, you know, to find the actors and the ones that look like you when you were younger and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. And the time, and we started talking about this a year ago. It was like March 9th, I had my first meeting with my director, and we were talking about it, and she introduced me to Malik, who I asked to produce with me, because he had done some other stuff, and as well as his own videos, and then we got the director of photography, and the crew, it took forever. We ended up actually we filmed for 4 days, and we had to find locations and everything. We had a 4-day shoot, and we did 2 days before Thanksgiving and 2 days after in the first week of December. And then it took all this time to get together with all our schedules to edit and put it together and colorize it. And it's so interesting, the process, and I learned so much, but I can't wait to do it again.
I was going to say, are you going to do it again?
Yeah, you bet.
Very cool. How long did it take for you to find the younger versions of yourself to cast those folks?
You know what? It didn't take that long. It didn't take as long as I thought it would have. But we got so lucky because, you know, Joanne, we got so lucky with everybody we found. Everybody that worked with us on our set couldn't have been more filled with love and light. And I am so a person that I'm spiritual, and I can't work when there's too much narcissism and bullying. And
yeah,
I do my best work when everybody loves where they're at. And our four just on the project, and they love being there. And that's what I felt with my set. It was a loving, light-filled set. Everybody had a great time, and that to me is so ultra important.
Yeah, well, obviously, because you can't work in a toxic environment, because then it affects the product.
A lot of people do. I can't.
I couldn't either.
Because it was my production, and you know, when I was doing it, I didn't have to have anybody that I couldn't get on with, or I thought was too narcissistic or too book. I didn't have to worry about that, you know? And I want everybody to be happy. I mean, even when I'm on the road with musicians, I want them to love the fact that they're there on stage. I don't want hassles. It's not good to work like that.
No.
I want to love
no.
so that I can make my audience happy. Bring happiness to my audience.
Right. Now, how did you find the time to do all this when you're involved in so many charitable organizations, too? I mean, tell us about how involved you are with all these organizations.
Well, it's not so much that I'm involved. There was a time where I was more involved with certain things, but I do contribute, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing that keeps me busy, I mean, it's like, which since, you know, before COVID, it's like the politics. Politics and... And aside from that, actually, since COVID, I really took a long time coming out of COVID. I didn't want to get sick. I had gotten it once, I didn't want to get sick. I was vulnerable. So it took me a long time to come out. And actually, doing this video is my my beginning of coming back and coming out again into the entertainment field. It was like a long way. It was like scary for me. Who wants to open up your throat in a room and you don't know who's in there that's sick?
Right. I know.
You know?
I know. Yeah. So, I know. I actually went to some concerts over here on the East Coast during COVID, and they made us wear masks, which was fine. I had no problem doing that.
Right.
But now it's coming back. So now you got to be careful again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that it ever left.
No, it didn't. I had a brief, I think, when the weather gets hot and people aren't inside so much.
Exactly.
Right. But Knockwood, thank God, I mean, and right now there's more of it, but it's not as severe. It's more like a head cold or a flu. Oh, there's an Amber Alert. The child abduction.
Where? California?
California, yes. Emergency details. Oh, my God. Oh,
I hate when those pop up. Things are crazy these days. They are just absolutely crazy.
Let's tell you, Joanne, we have to bring the light back into this world, and that's what I'm here to do. I mean, it's time to heal the world and all of the people of light and love that come from their hearts have got a job to do to bring this world back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why all of a sudden there's just so much hate out there. Nobody cares for anybody anymore.
It's all about power and greed, and it's revert back. It's got to revert back where people come from their hearts and love one another like you would have them love you. You've got to, even if somebody is different than you, learn to love and get to understand the differences and accept them and have compassion and be spiritual. If people came from their hearts, really came from their hearts instead of the other stuff, we could have heaven right here on earth. You wouldn't have to wait to go,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's crazy. I mean, years in 1984, I had a regression because I wanted to find out what my purpose was here in this world and at this time. And my regression brought me my purpose, that I was here to heal. And even when I was with another medium many years later, she said, oh, my God, the hairs on my neck are standing up. She said, you're a healer, and you heal with your voice. She had no idea who I was. So it's a God-given gift that I need to use to help bring the world, positive messages, to help bring people's hearts together, whatever contribution I as one to the person can make, and to try and influence other people to come to that place.
Yeah. Yep. And speaking of which, I fell in love with another song of yours that I'm going to play now because it's very apropos to what you're speaking about right now. I want to play Save the Country. Do you have a minute to listen to that with us?
Oh, sure.
I love this one, too. This is Save the Country.
Sure.
When did you release this? About four or five years ago?
2018.
Yeah, you saw it before it even happened. You saw it before it was even happening, right?
Well, it was happening during 2015, which was the first time I got involved in politics. I never did. But in 2015, when the person came down an escalator, I knew we were going to have our hands full.
Listen, you're going to think this is crazy. I never voted in my life. I never cared about politics.
Really?
In 2020, I said I gotta help save the country. And I registered and I voted, and I'll be voting the rest of my life now. Yeah. God forbid we ever let this happen again.
We have to be involved. We have to be involved. You can't take. Otherwise, you get what you get. If you don't get involved, you get what you ask for.
Right.
And
exactly.
We have to stop this because we never had a government that is operating like this one is operating. Heading towards fascism and the hatred that lies.
Yes. I know.
What alternative?
Rosalind, I'm going to share something with you, too. I never consider myself intelligent, but I guess I am because I know right from wrong. I know right from wrong, And we need more people to say, we got to know what right from wrong is, and everything right now is just so wrong about this person. So, and what their intentions are. But anyway, let's just play.
What they've done to the political scenario.
Oh, everything.
You never operate.
They've done with everything. Yeah, I can't believe
it. It's all around the globe.
Well, obviously. Listen, the world revolves around America. If America is upside down, the world is going to be upside down. the people don't realize that. Yeah. They're saying everything is all messed up in other countries. Yeah, it's because of us. It's because of us, because of what you're doing. Oh, my God.
They look to us, and if we're not operating correctly, the rest of the world gets scared.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Listen, I didn't think we were going to do a politic thing tonight. We can if you want. I would love to.
Well, you know, I don't have to. I just, when you brought that up and you wanted to save the country, I did that for that reason. I was going to put out my song Light of Love first, but then when those things were happening, I said I brought Save the Country in because I did it before in a New Age show that I did here in L.A., and it had more meaning for at that time. And I said to my producer, we've got to put Light of Love on a burner and do this one first. It's important.
Yeah. And more people need to speak the truth of what's going on. And even sometimes, even when you speak the truth, these people don't even get it. They still think you're lying to them.
People say that you're talking to, you're talking to only the people that agree with you because they don't listen.
Right.
They're so convinced. Yep. They've been brainwashed.
It's obvious. That's why I said I consider myself intelligent because I didn't let it happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, let's play this because I love this song. It's apropos. Let's do it. This is Save the Country by Rosalind Kine. You're really going to like this one too. So enjoy.
Come on, people, come on, children, come on down to the Glory River. Gonna wash you up and wash you down. Gonna lay the devil down. We're gonna lay that devil down. For the people to say, raised in the blinking sun, saying we shall overcome. I got fury in my soul, fury gonna take me to that glory goal. In my mind I can't study war.
loved it. I was dancing and clapping in my seat there to that one. I really loved that one a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, we could go on and on and on about what's going on today, mm-hmm. but we want to talk about the good things that you bring to us. And your voice is a God-given gift, and just love, 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 love the look of love in the island. And I love how you put that together. And folks, go tomorrow, February 14th, Valentine's Day, being released online everywhere. The look of love, the island, check it out and go see the video. And the video for Save the Country is great too. I love that too.
Yeah.
Powerful. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to be performing anywhere anytime soon, Rosalind? Any shows coming up?
I'm going to be doing a class, actually, with kids, they're not kids anymore, but they're people with disabilities who are actors and singers, a class of my friends that he works with people with disabilities and without disabilities. I'm going to teach a class about singing from the heart.
Very nice.
How to sing from your heart. And then I have a couple of fundraisers that I'm doing right now. And then after that, like I said, this is my reentrance, this video and this recording, my reentrance into the scene.
Yeah. Well,
so hopefully there'll be a lot more because I have songs that I'm planning to do and more recordings and that are in the works that are being written. And so God willing, we'll be out
yes.
there.
Yes. Are you coming over to New York anytime soon?
Only for my, right now, for a wedding for my family. My family. But hopefully, you know, maybe I'll be back at 54 Below or whatever, but I'm not at this moment. I'm doing all of this recording stuff right now that I'm planning and looking forward to that and working with
very nice.
Different people. Yeah.
Well, my goodness, I'm not even going to say good luck because you don't need it, my darling. You are fabulous.
Well, honey,
and
thank you. But everybody needs good luck and needs God's help and, you know, and blessings. So I, you know,
yes.
blessings to everybody there. I wish everybody a happy and beautiful Valentine's Day. And if you don't have a significant other at this time, have a great love affair with yourself. Learn to love oneself.
Perfect.
I mean,
absolutely true.
Because that's, you have to love yourself before you can even have a real good relationship and love with someone else. So I just wish love for everybody's heart in the world.
And that's the truth. Love yourself and love will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Rosalind, listen, please come back. I'd love to have you back on, and I wish you would do a show over here over in the city sometime soon. I'd love to see your show. Your act is probably phenomenal.
Yeah.
And my goodness, let's hope for the best and not expect the worst, and things go well for the United States and the rest of the world. Once we straighten out our country, the rest of the world will follow suit.
Yeah. From your mouth to God's ears, honey.
Yeah, let's hope so. Right? Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Rosalind, thank you so very much. I can't wait to see the full videos tomorrow. Yes, folks, go check it out. The Look of Love, The Island, the medley of two fabulous hits and just beautifully put together with this beautiful voice. How could you not enjoy it? My goodness. And you have been fabulous. I love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. You're too kind.
Thank you.
You're not too kind. You're
so
Rosalind kind. See, your name speaks for you, right? So you are kind.
Isn't
so there you go.
Everybody says, well, thank God. You know, it's nice to have a nice reputation. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, we saw your name on the bathroom walls, you know, so you know. We don't want to live with that reputation. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I told you you'd have a good time.
We had a good time. Thank you, Joanne.
See? Oh, see, I told you. I promised. I keep my promises. Rosalind, thank you so very much again. Everybody, Rosalind Kind, go check out the song, the video, The Look of Love, The Island, and her other album she has out. This is Rosalind Kind, Come What May, and you just heard Save the Country. She's got other songs. What's the other one? The Light, what is it?
I'm one of the lyricists on Light of Love, yeah.
Ah, I should have picked that one tonight. I'm sorry. I should have picked that one.
Okay.
And It Only Takes a Moment, Kiss Her Now. That's another beautiful one. I love that one, too. I mean, you've got such great songs. My goodness. And Rosalind, do you have a website?
Yes, it's rosalindkind.com. And I can also
easy
be
enough.
Found on Facebook,
yeah,
and Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, you're on TikTok. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook. I'm going to send a message to you on Facebook, see if you'll accept my friend request.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Yeah. Rosalind Kind.
Thank
you, Rosalind. Have a wonderful evening, and I can't wait to see the rest of the video tomorrow. I love the song. I love what you do with it. It's just beautiful. And can't wait to see you perform live over here in the city, hopefully, and hopefully you get over here soon. New York misses
I'm
you
sure
guys.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure it won't be too long.
Yeah, New York misses you very much.
Aw, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rosalind. Have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Evening. Everybody, Rosalind Kind, check her out over tomorrow. The release on, I keep saying November. Don't ask me why. February 14th, Valentine's Day. And the new song, The Look of Love, The Island, you're going to love the video. Right now you could check out the short on YouTube, but the full release is tomorrow along with the song will be released everywhere online. So, Rosalind, thank you again. Have a wonderful evening. It was a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Same here.
Please come back anytime.
Okay, I will. Thank you, sweetie, for the invitation.
Oh, thank you. Take care, hon. It was a pleasure. Have a good night. Rosalind Kind, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. I love what she did with that. I mean, again, the music was steady. It didn't change, but combining the two songs together, it is seamless. It's just a seamless transition, and that is a beautiful, beautiful reinvention of the songs and her voice. I sat here with my eyes closed listening, and you can hear a little tinge of Barbara in there. I mean, it runs in the family, so, you know. But what a treat. But I hope you guys are all well out there. And we have been away for a while, trying to squeeze in doing the shows. Now we're doing a 10 o'clock broadcast until we get everything back to normal on my end. So 10 p.m. Eastern, and join us for some upcoming guests. I'm booking now, trying to take it a little easy because a little bit of a lot going on here. And so I don't have anything to tell you what's coming up yet. I'm going to work on that hopefully tonight. And always go to our calendar at applauseradioshow.com, and you can see who will be joining us if you don't check it out on Blog Talk. And we had a very good broadcast tonight. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. I think it was the last show. Was it the last show? I don't know which one it was, but I was a not happy camper. Not a happy camper at all. The connectivity issues, I'm just up to here with it, but tonight was a good connection. Thank you. And figures during a snowstorm, it's fine. But anyway, we're going to have some great guests coming up for you as always. And I'm glad we kicked off tonight with Rosalind. She is just a sweetheart, genuine, kind, and her name says it all, Rosalind Kind. Her name is Kind, and she is nothing but. So tomorrow, February 14th, Valentine's Day, is the release of the song and the video, The Look of Love, The Island. And you can go to YouTube right now to see the short of the video. And Rosalind stars in it and produced it. And so you get to see Rosalind in it as well. So enjoy. So I hope you all have a happy Valentine's Day. My saying is actually happy VD. It's the only time I would wish somebody a happy VD. I was actually wanted to do a show for Valentine's Day. My spouse would kill me if I did a show on Valentine's Day, but I did. I'm working on it. I think I'm going to try and do it for the month of February. For the love goddess, my dear friend Judy Tenuta, Valentine's Day was her day, and I'd love to have some of her friends on to celebrate Judy, and I wanted to do it a long time ago, and just got, you know, went in another direction. But yes, Judy, we will celebrate you. I promise. The love goddess. Don't forget the love goddess on Valentine's Day, Judy Tenuta. And we will see you soon. So enjoy the rest of the week. Be safe out there and be kind, okay? And remember, the world revolves around us. If we're messed up, so is the world. So you can blame everything on us. And know the difference of right from wrong. And we'll be okay. Get back to what you used to know prior to being lied to for years. So anyway, I don't want to go on and on. Rosalind and I could do a show alone on just what's happening in the world right now. But we are not going to do that today. But we are talking about her new song, The Look of Love, The Island, the combo of two great hits. And again, seamlessly done. The transition, you can barely hear the transition other than the lyrics changing. So phenomenal. What a beautiful, beautiful voice and beautiful person, Rosalind Kind. Go to rosalindkind.com and find out more about Rosalind. She says she's on Facebook and TikTok and she's on Instagram as well. So I know that because I tagged her for the promo. So she didn't mention that, but she is on Instagram too under the name Rosalind Kind. That's R-O-S-L-Y-N. Kind, K-I-N-D. So happy Valentine's Day. Thank you again to Rosalind Kind for joining me tonight. It was an absolute pleasure. And I will close out with her song. I want to close out with, of course, her new song, but I love Save the Country so much. I'm going to play that. I like it. I'm going to end with an upbeat tune. All right. Have a good night. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. And you all stay well, stay safe, and happy Valentine's Day. Have a great rest of the week and a happy weekend. And Save the Country by Rosalind Kind. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Come on, people, come on, children, come on down to the Glory River. Gonna wash you up and wash you down. Gonna lay the devil down. We're gonna lay that devil down.
Save the country.
Come
dream of the two young girls. We're gonna take that dream and ride that dove.
We can build a dream with love.
Save the people, save the children, save the mother.